You're listening to SBS News.
From Canberra to the cultural heart of Torres Strait life, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese this week heard directly from representatives of more than a dozen island communities. All were keen to engage on the path to an Indigenous voice to Parliament.
In your time as government of this country, we know that in your leadership, all things will come to place. So we want to thank you and most humbly we respect your leadership. And we congratulate you for being Australia's Prime Minister.
The statement from the heart, drafted at Uluru, is driving the voice to Parliament. But now there's support for a separate document from the North. Melora Noah from Mur Island told SBS this week that her community is keen to explore self-government.
We're still part of the Australian government. We're still part of the Queensland government, and we have the rules and regulations in place. But at the same time, we're still going down this road for sovereignty.
And the Deputy Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, Gaetano Louis Jr., has told SBS that other groups on different islands feel a similar way. In a statement, he says he sympathises with the people of Mur Island and that his community wishes to pursue its own statement from the Torres Strait. The Voice to Parliament proposal came after extensive consultations conducted by respected Indigenous academics Marcia Langton and Tom Calmer. Tom Calmer ran the Torres Strait talks and says he's not surprised by their desire to pursue a separate process.
There's been a movement for quite a number of years now in looking at various approaches and treaties up in the Torres Strait. You know, you've got the big treaty between Papua New Guinea and Australia, and the Torres Strait's at the forefront of that, and that's why Department of Foreign Affairs has an officer posted up on Thursday Island who looks at those sort of treaty negotiations. And you know, as with all councils, there are local issues that they want to explore.
But Tom Calmer says there would be places set aside in an Indigenous voice for Torres Strait representation.
They would have two for mainland Queensland and two representatives specifically for the Torres Strait Islands. But in addition to that, because the majority of Torres Strait Islanders in Australia actually live on mainland Australia, there's an additional position.
The Torres Strait is made up of hundreds of islands and at least 15 communities, which are spread across the very north of Queensland and share an international border with Papua New Guinea. On Mur Island, some community members with links to Solomon Islands are now looking to China as a possible source of new investment, arguing the Australian government has let them down. In the current geopolitical climate, that's an incendiary move, with national security implications, and any investment opportunities would have to be considered by the Foreign Investment Review Board. Tom Calmer is urging caution. He's keen to clarify that a treaty process is quite separate from the voice to Parliament that's currently being championed by the federal government.
Yeah, look, I think if the Torres Strait Islanders as a collective want to get a statement of claims, I suppose, through a treaty process, they're quite within their rights to do that. And when the discussion about a national treaty takes place, they'll get the opportunity. But the voice to Parliament is not about a treaty. It's about a mechanism to be able to enable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, irrespective of where you live or who you're affiliated with, to be able to have a say in those national matters that are going to affect affect them at a local level.
Anthony Albanese, meanwhile, has acknowledged the desire for more autonomy in the Torres Strait, but he remains optimistic consensus can still be achieved on a path forward to constitutional recognition.
And the general position of the Torres Strait Islanders was they want to make sure that the voice of a minority within a minority is also able to be heard through those structures. But people are very positive and hopeful. And the message that I've received is similar to the message I've received at Garma and right around the country, which is that Indigenous people want to be heard.